travel our way up to Prescott Valley this morning. Bring Doug into the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Talk about his workshop. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. How are you folks?
Hey, we're doing really well. Fantastic. You know, talking about the monsoon season, Prescott Valley's greening up pretty nice right now, isn't it?
Oh, you're doggone right. My, I tell you, 12 years we've lived here, I've never thought for one minute that I might want to invest in a weed eater, but a weed whacker. But this season, dang, I'm sorry I didn't last year, because they're all over. I'm having to stomp them out.
Yeah. It looks pretty good up there around in between Dewey, Spring Valley, Prescott Valley is all looking pretty green right now.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it actually is a beautiful, beautiful time of year, weeds notwithstanding, but it's just really pretty. But listen, I wanted to chat with you for a minute about LED lighting. I have a little workshop that I do quite a lot. It's like a hobby that's ready to break out into a second career here, and because of the hot temperatures in the summer, I'm trying to get completely away from incandescent and lighting. And for a while, I had halogen, and that was just it.
That's hot.
That probably didn't work too good.
That's hot.
No. I mean, I'm only talking about a smaller than a one bedroom. Kind of area, a separate building from the house.
Well, there's no question in my mind. Switching to LED lighting would greatly reduce the amount of heat that lighting generates.
That's right. And I remember, I can't remember how far back, but it was something like 6 months ago. You had a whole show about it, I believe.
Yeah.
And I am looking for something reliable that won't have the little LED element burn out after just a month or two.
Okay. All right, Doug. Here's what I want you to do. You can find that show on our website, rosieonthehouse.com, by just going to the search engine LED lighting. But I know the show you're talking about. It was Alan Childers, and he owns Statewide Lighting in Scottsdale, and he has an online store. You can go to our website, rosieonthehouse.com, look up Phoenix Area Lighting Specialist. The Statewide Lighting will pop up. Call him, Alan. Get Alan on the phone. He'll get you on the website, and you can just walk through there as to what fixtures and what bulbs you'd like. He's actually sending LED bulbs all over the globe right now. It's a global distribution point right now.
There's a link on his website, statewidelighting.com, to the e-store. You can click on that, click on shop. And when you do, there is a section for LED bulbs, so you can actually go browse online and see what is available as well, statewidelighting.com. Appreciate the call. Best to you turning that hobby into a second career in your little workshop. Maybe one day it'll be more than just a one-bedroom workshop. Maybe it'll be a six-bedroom, six-car garage workshop.
Manufacturing facility.
That's right. Let's go to Tim and Mesa, who's got a mold problem. Welcome to the program, sir. How may we help you?
Yeah, I had a rooftop air conditioner. And at first we thought...
Okay, well, hang tight, because I missed just about every bit of that statement, so let's see if we can maybe get a better connection. And in the meantime, we'll bring Dan into the conversation, who'd like to talk to us about water evaporation. Welcome to the program, sir. How may we help you?
Yeah, hi, Rosie. How you doing?
Very well.
There's an old kind of a controversy between me and my friends. You know, I've had a pool my whole life. My family did, and I have one now, and I always scratch my head and wonder how much of that pool water, you know, vanishes into thin air every day, you know, especially during the summer. I know all pools are different sizes and the weather's different every day, so you really can't, I don't know if you could really nail it down, but on kind of like an average, how much water do you lose every day out of your pool?
You know, we actually had the Posterinos and Presidential Pool and our pool experts on talking about this at one time.
About a quarter of an inch, yeah.
A day.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was something like you could, it was about, you evaporate a swimming pool full about every 12 to 14 months.
You can, in the valley, I've read, and I can't remember where I read, but I've read that a column of water 10 feet high, regardless of the diameter or the circumference, any column of water 10 feet tall will evaporate in 12 months in the valley.
Yeah. And I'll tell you how you can test this, Dan, is fill a five-gallon bucket, put it on the top step of your swimming pool. Fill the water inside the tub to exactly the same level as the water in the pool, and leaving your automatic filler turned on your swimming pool, just watch how much water evaporates out of that 5-gallon bucket. That's how we determine whether a swimming pool has a leak or not. Is it dropping faster than the evaporation point will create?
And you can go to savewithsrp.com. They actually have statistics on this, as well as a little bottle of blue liquid stuff that actually reduces the evaporation rate of your water. Yeah, so it helps us. It's some of it.
Oil slick.
Yeah.
It's what it is. It's an oil slick. Like,
oh, nice.
SaveWithSRP.com will give you more specific details on that.
Archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.